Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Consider all
display. Then sings my
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Well then, saints, my
God. dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. Now I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you.
My Savior, all the His benefits are new every morning. His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our life, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him. And he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him. And I love to shout about him. I just want to tell you, his name.
From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Yeah. For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able. Of the goodness of God. Your
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Ghost, move in our environment, in our dwelling places, wherever we are, Holy Spirit, in our homes, if we're on our jobs. Move in the atmosphere, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. But most importantly, move in our hearts, Holy Ghost. Move in our hearts in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your presence. For in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Father, this morning we come to the throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all that we've done to you. We repent, O God. You said, repent, repent. We repent, O God, in the name of Jesus. We repent of sin of omission and sin of commission in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O God. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children and our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon us. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all our sins. We apply the blood of Jesus over this radio, over this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Apply the blood of Jesus, O God, in our dwelling places, in our homes, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus over our lives. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus. We took our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we took our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. Oh, Father God, we apply the blood of Jesus for this day. We apply the blood of Jesus to our food, our water, oh God, everything that we consume today, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus, everywhere we go, the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus for increase in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus in every area of our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. We claim all the benefits that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus Christ be a hedge of protection around us. We apply the blood of Jesus even as the children go back and forth to school on the buses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, or in their cars, or if they're walking to school, the blood of Jesus. To cover them, oh God, blood of Jesus, to cover their classroom, their schools, their university classroom, their jobs, oh God, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. And every food and water they consume, oh God, we leak the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we apply the blood of Jesus to medications, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh Father God, we release the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, to repair in the name of Jesus our cells, our tissue, our organs, our systems. The blood of Jesus to make us whole and heal us, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. And the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren and our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, on each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, put a hedge of protection around us. We pray, Lord, for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we have fresh oil, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we command the universe to respond to the voice of God concerning our lives and concerning our destiny. What God has spoken over our lives, every prophetic word that he has spoken will surely come to pass. So, Father God, we command the sun, the moon, the stars, the universe to hear the word of the Lord. And every blessing he has spoken over our lives, in the name of Jesus, let it surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. Let the earth come into agreement with what the word of God has come over our lives, over our destiny in the name of Jesus. What the council, the holy council of elders has spoken, oh God, that the Lord has released, oh God, the blueprint of our lives to them and what they have spoken in the name of Jesus. Let it come to pass, oh God, spoken over the lives of our children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, oh God, that every promise and every prophetic word will surely come to pass. Let the holy angels war on our behalf in the name of Jesus and do your bidding in our lives. Father, we ask you for the Holy Ghost to empower us, O God. Let the Holy Spirit empower us, O God, in the name of Jesus. If anybody has anointing oil, you need to get your oil right now. That's why I say you have to come on the prayer line in the morning. Hallelujah. Because God is doing a new thing in your life, in the ministry. And it might not just come at 9 or 12 because I felt the anointing. That's why I call and text everyone to come on the line. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, so you do not miss what God is doing in the name of Jesus. I feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank God for his presence. But if you have your anointing oil, hallelujah, I want you to take the oil. Hallelujah. Put the oil on your right hand. Hallelujah. And let's look at the book of Acts 10:38. Hallelujah. And we're doing communion this morning, so you have to come prepare every morning. God is taking us on another level of fasting right now. So you got to come prepared. If you're in the fasting and praying, come prepared. If you're not in it and you still want to receive blessings, you come prepared. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all, hallelujah, that were oppressed of the devil, but God was with him. I want you to take the oil and put it on your right hand, and wherever you are this morning, you begin to anoint your head with oil, hallelujah. Take your right hand, lay it on your head and with the oil. Hallelujah. How God anointed me. You can say it. How God, and call your name. Hallelujah. Acts 10:38. Write it down and say it. Look at it and say it. Acts 10:38. Hallelujah. How God anointed Marco Brooks of Raleigh, North Carolina, of Monrovia, Liberia, of the United States of America, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about the anointing to do good, the anointing to heal, the anointing to deliverance of oppression and depression in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is with me. How God anointed, place the name wherever you from, your state, if you got dual, call both countries. How God anointed. Apostle Marco brought you from Monrovia, Liberia, from Raleigh, North Carolina, USA, with the Holy Ghost, with his power, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, but God is with me. The anointing to do good is upon you. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for the anointing to do good. Thank you for the anointing of healing. Thank you for the anointing of deliverance. Thank you for the anointing of restoration. In the name of Jesus, resting upon each and every one this morning, in the name of Jesus, how God anointed, hallelujah, tenen, follow, of California, call your name, and then you begin to say, the anointing, God has placed anointing to do good upon you. The anointing to do good, the anointing to heal, the anointing to deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We bless your name, oh God, hallelujah, that you have consecrated us and anointed us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's go to the book of Acts 1. This is serious. Do not play around. Go to the book of Acts 1. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1. Write these things down. If you're fasting, you need to write it down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power for the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for anointing us with the Holy Ghost, but now you're anointing us, oh God, with your power in the name of Jesus to spread the gospel all over the world. The anointing of evangelism is resting upon each and every one, oh God. Activate their anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Activate the anointing with the power, oh God. You said the holy power to be witnesses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Kuria Masif. Uriya Makaya Seteriako. Oh, hallelujah. You said in Acts 1:5, hallelujah, John baptized with water, but Father God, you baptized with the Holy Ghost. So everyone under the sound of my voice, let them receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Activate the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, John baptized with water, but you baptized with the fire. This is the fire of the Holy Ghost. This is the power of the Holy Ghost. You said it, oh God, and receive it in the name of Jesus. Those who have not received the Holy Ghost by evidence of speaking in tongues, get yourself ready. I feel the power. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Just begin to say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you for the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Just begin to tell the Lord, thank you. Just be open your mouth. You got to open your mouth and speak. Lord, I thank you. And the Spirit of God will rest upon you by evidence of speaking in tongues. Focus this morning. Focus on Jesus. He wants to release the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues in the name of Jesus. You got to open your hearts. You have to open your hearts to receive in the name of Jesus. Let your hearts be open. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your tongues of fire fall upon your children this morning. In the name of Jesus, give them the heavenly language, oh God. That when they pray in the heavenly language, the enemy will not even know what they're praying about. Let them receive the anointing. Let them receive the power, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let it rest upon them. Let it rest upon them. Open your mouth to receive that fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth to receive it. Most importantly, you got to be ready. Your heart's got to receive it. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says when Samuel poured oil on David, the power of the Holy Spirit came upon him. When Samuel poured the vial of oil on Saul, the power of the Holy Ghost came upon him. God has placed that power upon you. It's up to you to open your mouth and receive this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you receive. Do not let this pass you by. Begin to praise the Lord and the heavenly language will come. Begin to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you for the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you for the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost. Begin to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Jesus, Uriah Masata Dadako. Jesus, Uriah Masetereko. Let the Spirit of Jesus Christ, oh God, rest upon your children. In the name of Jesus, Uriah Masata Dada, Uriah Mokoye Nekaya Satanako. Oh, Yakuriah Masse. Saturate the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the daily, Lord, your children will benefit according to Psalm 68, verse 19. Daily, Lord, your children, those that are here, oh God, with benefits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Daily, Lord, each and everyone, with your benefits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Goyenekayamase. And Father, we pray that you prosper, anoint your hands, and let the Lord bless the works of your hands. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we pray, oh God, that you prosper the works of each and every one's hands, oh God. Prosper the works of our hands according to Psalm 19, verse 17. Hallelujah. The Bible says, prosper the works of our hands. Prosper the work of our hands. Let the favor of God rest upon each and every one this morning. In the name of Jesus, seal them with your favor. Let your favor rest there. Favor, your favor, your favor. Oh, God, rest there. And Lord, prosper the work of their hands, oh God. When God prosper the work of your hands, that means everything you touch, it will be blessed. Hallelujah. You bless the works of your hands. You are talking about blessing over our hands. Prosper, oh God. The Bible says in Psalm 90, verse 17, I hope you're copying this, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon each and every one, oh God. Let the beauty of the Lord rest upon each and every one under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus, and establish the work of our hands, oh God. Yes, Lord, the works of our hands. Establish, oh God, the works of our hands. Begin to pray, Lord, let the beauty of the Lord rest upon me. Say it, Lord, let the beauty of the Lord rest upon me. Let the beauty of the Lord rest upon my husband. Let the beauty of the Lord rest upon my children. Oh, I feel the anointing. Let the beauty of the Lord rest upon my grandchildren. Let the beauty of the Lord rest upon us, oh God. Let the beauty, the beauty, the beauty, the beauty of the Lord rest upon us, oh God. The beauty of the Lord rest upon our children. The beauty of the Lord rest upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the beauty of the Lord rest upon my husband. The beauty of the Lord rest upon my children. The beauty of the Lord rest upon Tina. The beauty of the Lord rest upon Crystal. The beauty of the Lord rest upon Ricky. The beauty of the Lord rest upon Al. The beauty of the Lord rest upon my grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. The beauty of the Lord rest upon each and every one under the sound of my voice. Oh God, let your beauty rest upon us. Let your beauty rest upon us, oh God. Let your beauty and the beauty of the Lord rest upon us. The beauty of the Lord, my brothers and sisters, is the favor of God. The favor of God, pray for your children. The favor of God rests upon us. God, the favor, the beauty, let the kindness of the Lord. Some Bible call it the kindness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Some Bible said the favor of the Lord. The Bible said the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the beauty. Let the, another Bible says, and let the gracious favor of the Lord our God be upon us. Confirm for us the work of our hands. Yeah, confirm for us the works of our hands in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I pray that everything each and every one of us touch, including our spouses, our children, let it turn into a prophetic goal. So every job, every business, anything that we do, oh God, let it turn to a prophetic goal. Thank you for the power of healing that is in our hands, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that we will lay in, oh God, even on ourselves will respect, and that power and anointing of the Holy Ghost will bring healing to us, oh God. Where we lay hands on others, oh God, they will get well, oh God, because you said in Acts 10:38, you anointed us to do good. You anointed us to do good. You anointed us for healing, for miracles, for signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said the Lord is speaking to us this morning. And I pray you copy these scriptures. Don't text me for it because I'm flowing with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:15. Father God, let the anointing to study the word of God rest upon each and every one. That anointing to study the word, let it rest upon each and every one, oh God. Let them hunger and thirst after you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, steady to show us unto God. Steady, let that hunger and thirst to study the word of God rest upon us. Rest upon our spouses. Rest upon our children. In the name of Jesus, rightly dividing the word of God. In the name of Jesus, let them hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh God, and let them be filled. Let them be filled, oh God, as they hunger and thirst after your righteousness, as the spirit to study the word, the study of the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, according to 2 Timothy 2:15. Hallelujah. And we go to 2 Timothy 1:7. I'm giving to you as God gives it to me. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, power, and of love, and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of fear. Oh God, worldly fear. We bind the spirit of fear. And Lord, release your holy power. Release your love. And God, you have given us a sound mind in the name of Jesus. The sound mind in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of anxiety. We bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. And we lose the holy power of Almighty God. Resting, we move in the power of God. We move in the love of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a sound mind. Sound mind. Not double-mindedness. Oh God, but a sound mind. Oh Guria Master. Let the we pray for sound mind in the name of Jesus. Huria Masa Dekoromoso. Huria Sandare Kuria Mase. Huria Kuria Maseteria Koromase. Hauria Maseteria Koromase. Huria Maseteria Kuria Masandoriaco. Huria Maseteria Kuria Mase. Huria Masa Dekoriama. We bind anxiety. We bind fear. We release the power of God. We release the love of God. Release the sound mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said, oh God, we should not be transformed, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, oh, let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God. We should not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So Romans 12:2, please write this down. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, and what is acceptable, and what is perfect. In the name of Jesus, let us be transformed by the renewal of our mind. How do we renew our mind? By praying. Hallelujah. We renew our mind by spending time in the presence of the Lord. We renew our mind by studying to assure ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of God. We renew our mind by doing the will of God according to the Bible, according to his word. Hallelujah. That means we'll be able, that spirit of discernment will rest upon and everyone. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I pray for wisdom. Oh, God, you said how Christ grew. Jesus, even John the Baptist and Jesus. Jesus grew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In wisdom. And copy that. Luke 2:52. And Jesus grew in wisdom. Father God, impart your godly wisdom into each and every one. Jesus grew in wisdom, and there's different levels of wisdom. Hallelujah. But I'm releasing godly wisdom. Hallelujah. Some of you will be one level, two level, three level, however God knows your area. So we release the godly wisdom. If you're already another level, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and stature, oh God. Father God, just like Christ grew in wisdom and stature, and you in favor with God. You cannot just be in favor with God. You got to be in favor with God and man. And I will teach that one day. Favor with God and man. When God released the favor, it has to be with God and man. Jesus grew in favor with God and man. Lord, let me grow in favor. Pray in favor with you and man. With you and man. That means that you go on your job, wherever you go, the favor of God is resting upon you. Hallelujah. let us grow in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord. I bless you, oh God. Oh God, and I give you glory. You, Jehovah Jireh, on this mount, it will be provided. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for daily loading us with benefits. Psalm 68, verse 19. I give you Luke 2:52. Let me go. Luke 2:52. You will go back and write these things. I give you Romans 12:4. It disappear. Romans 12:2. I give you 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. I give you 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. Please write that down. And I give you Psalm 90:17. Psalm 90:1 in the name of Jesus. And I give you Acts 2. Acts 2:4. I give you Acts 1:5. And I give you Acts 1:8. And the first one I give you was Acts 10:38. As you go with the prayer line, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those are your scriptures to read and declare it on yourself. Hallelujah. God has anointed you. In the name of Jesus, Uriah, my son, and you have faith and you believe. So, Father, we thank you. But the Lord gave me one more thing. I hope you are not in a hurry. I have to follow the Holy Spirit. I got things to do, but I got to follow the leading, the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Uriah, my son, Deria, Koromase. Hallelujah. And I'm going to, this afternoon, I will take it deeper first. I'm going to give you this and get your communions ready. If you're in a hurry, you can go, but I believe you should stay. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to say to you, according to John 2, and you have that time, the first miracle that Jesus did, turn water into wine. Why did he turn the water into wine in the beginning? What happened? The wine for man at the wedding feast ran out. And so what Jesus did, he dipped the water and turned it into wine, which was the best. The Lord said, your best is here. He has released your best. He has released the best wine for your life. You have been walking in the wine of the world. But this day, January 12, 2023, he has released new wine into new wineskin. Now, if you're still walking in that old wineskin, it will burst. But the new wineskin power, the new wine, anointing, and overflow of the Holy Spirit to empower you. In the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. Father, I pray and I seal this word with your word, the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us this morning. And Lord, this morning I pray over the Holy Sacrament in the name of Jesus. I want you all to open your mouth and begin to praise the Lord. I'm going to open the line and begin to praise the Lord. Those that are here, begin to praise the Lord as we get ready to take the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. Let us begin to praise the Lord. Let us begin to praise the Lord.
Conference unmuted.
Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your favor that have been released into my hands. Let my hands be prosper, Father God. Prosper my hands. Prosper my hands, King of Kings. Prosper the work of my hands, Father God. Prosper. Prosper. Prosper, Father. Favor. Favor. I thank you. I thank you for this anointing. I thank you for this anointing. I thank you for you have anointed me that I am healed. I thank you, Papa, for the healing. I thank you for everything that you have done to me this morning, for me this morning and my children. I lift them up. I cover them with the blood of Jesus of Nazareth. I thank you, oh, I thank you. I thank you, my God, my Father. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the adoration. Thank your glory. Thank your glory, which you share with no man. I thank you, Papa God. I thank you, Senior King. I thank you. 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 Thank you, Papa. Thank you. Thank you.
We bless you. So now, ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bless the Holy Sacrament in the mighty name of Jesus. Breathe on the water. Breathe on the juice. Breathe on the bread, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Let every prophetic word that you give me for your children, oh God. Oh, Father, we seal this word as we take the communion, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we are your covenant sons and daughters, oh God. So, Father God, as this word has been released, this prophetic scriptures, the word, it's your word, not my word, but what you told me to do. And I've done it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we seal this with the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, for I have received from the Lord, but I also pass unto you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread that represents the body of Christ. Hallelujah. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. So whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink on judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we will not be judged. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. Father, we claim all the blessings of the Holy Sacrament. We seal every declaration that you give us the word. Oh God, with the Holy Communion, with the Holy Spirit, and with your word. So Father, we thank you for divine visitation. We thank you for your release of your blessings upon each and every one this morning under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass. And lead us back to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For God is thy
kingdom,
thy power,
and the glory.
Forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Grace of our Lord
Jesus Christ. The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Rest with me and abide with us all. Now and forevermore. Amen.
His goodness and mercy shall follow us
all the days of my life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, pray.
Amen. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful day. Please remind
you
to come on. Try to come on at 5:30 in the morning. You know, let them try their best to come on, because, like, I didn't know what God was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So please let them come. Try to come on at 5:30. By God's grace, I will come on at 9:00 by the grace of God, in Jesus' name. I hope you got the scriptures. I will type them up and write them down, because I think I kept all of them. In Jesus' name. God bless you. I have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Amen.
Amen.